The leaders of Serbia and Kosovo have failed to come to an agreement on the status of Serb-dominated northern Kosovo. But as Stefan Boss reports, the prime ministers did not rule out an accord later this month, following lengthy talks in Brussels.
Following 12 long hours of difficult negotiations, European Union foreign policy chief Catherine Ashton appeared visibly tired and upset as Kosovo and Serbia failed once again to reach an agreement in the EU-brokered talks in Brussels. She said Serbian Prime Minister Ivica Dacic and Kosovo's Prime Minister Hashim Thaci would return home to consult colleagues and decide on future steps. But after 8 rounds of talks, Ashton made clear that EU patience is running out.
This is the last time we will meet formally. A number of proposals were put on the table, and the gap between them is very narrow but deep. They will now both go back and consult with their colleagues in their capitals and will let me know in the next few days their decision.
Kosovo, a former Serbian province, declared independence in 2008. While many countries have recognized it as an independent country, Serbia has not. The talks center around the future status of Serb-dominated northern Kosovo. In a major concession Serbia had offered to recognize the authority of Kosovo's government over the Serb-populated north, but it wants autonomy for the at least 50,000 Serbs living there. However, Prime Minister Dacic and Thaci remained at odds over the powers the Serb north should wield, particularly whether it would have its own judicial system and police. While both men confirmed there were differences, they did not completely rule out an accord. Kosovo's Prime Minister Thaci said he still hoped an agreement could be reached next week. Serbia is under mounting pressure to normalize relations with its neighbors before it can join the European Union. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.